This is a personal invitation to the Cafe. KCFE FM Radio, a new and different sound in the Twin Cities metropolitan market. KCFE Cafe 105.7. We hope you enjoy the format, a relaxing blend of quality instrumentals and vocals designed for people with a developed interest in music. The music is based on soft jazz and light rock, with about a 50-50 ratio of instrumentals and vocals. It's called NAC, New Adult Contemporary. Well, there you are, the music of David Benoit and Sade, typical of many talented and popular musicians who fill concert halls, win awards, and sell thousands of records, all without much airplay in most markets. This large, loyal following has been anxious to have a station that would feature their favorites. Now they hear them at 105.7 on the Cafe. Yes, that was James Taylor, preceded by Acoustic Alchemy. When the Cafe features a tried and true artist like Taylor, you can bet it will be something that wasn't burned out the first time around. You can also wager that it will be a quality performance. Cafe listeners are asked to settle for nothing less. We heard the soft side of pianist Joe Sample, who's regarded as an image artist at the Cafe, 105.7. That can be taken to mean that Joe's style is typical of the format. Following Joe, there was no mistaking the inimitable style of Bonnie Raitt. The Cafe aims for variety and diversity, and always quality. There we heard the soft fusion sound of Pat Metheny, followed by songwriter balladeer Paul Simon. Both have particular appeal to the Cafe audience. According to surveys, the average Cafe listener is between 25 and 54, is well-educated, and very choosy about a lifestyle. He or she goes out more often in the evening, likes the theater, reads books, and watches TV much less often than most people. Two performances with contrasting styles, the melodic music of Yanni, and before that, the moving beat and harmony of Tuck and Patty. Interestingly, Cafe listeners are attuned to both. You're hearing an invitation to the Cafe, KCFE FM, at 105.7 on the dial. Van Morrison has proved to be one of the most popular artists performing at the Cafe, and is heard often. He was followed by Patrick O'Hearn. But there's more to the lifestyle of Cafe patrons than good sounds.
Dennis Green, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, is our guest this morning. You wrote a very nice letter.
I wrote a letter. It's dated April 1, 1993, and it's to Scott Thompson. Dear Scott, I'm really impressed with CFAE's FM's commitment to rhythm jazz and smooth vocal sounds for the contemporary adult in the Twin Cities. George Benson, Earl Klug, Van Morrison with Pee Wee Ellis, Bonnie Raitt, Kenny G, Kurt Whalum, Sting, Everything But the Girl, Tracy Chapman, Joni Armatrade, David Benoit, Michael Tomlinson, Paul Simon, Pat Metheny, Fatburger, Tito Fuente, Al Jarreau, Ray Charles, Neville Brothers, Taj Mahal we had this morning, Joe Sample and the Crusaders, and I topped it off with Miles, King of Cool Jazz, Davis, who's a legend.
Ben Sidran is here. Ben, you put your newspaper down now, sorry. Ben. Now, come on.
That's right. When we're on the radio, we are the news. You're the news.
That's
now.
True. We are making the news.
Hello, Twin Cities. We're glad to be here.
Actually, Ben, you're a surprise. We didn't expect you this morning, but what are you doing? Refereeing the boys here?
As I explained to you, whenever any three Peterson boys get together, there has to be adult supervision. Now, and also the rules are, if it's only two, it can be adolescent supervision. But three, it's got to be an adult. So that's my function.
16 and over, right?
16 and over, if it's only two.
What's your response to music, and how important in life is it?
Boy, that is tough at this hour of the morning. It's dangerous at any hour if you're broadcasting. It's been important to me since before memory, and seems to be like food. I'd have a hard time without it. It's probably the quickest way to get to somebody's imagination that I know of. It's the quickest product of imagination as well.
From Minnesota Vikings coach Dennis Green to the Peterson brothers and Ben Sidran, just returned from playing at a Paul McCartney concert, people doing things that fit the lifestyle of cafe listeners visit Scott Thompson at the Morning Cafe. The Morning Cafe also features a professional meteorologist, Sherry Ackerman, and news and comment from the highly respected Alan Stone. And there's always the music, like that selection from Roberto Pereira, the special kind of new adult contemporary that Twin Cityans find only at the cafe. Enjoy it without reservations from here till the end of the tape. And if you have any questions, call us at area code 612-933-1057. You're listening to an invitation to the cafe, KCFE-FM.